It's about a week before departure, and these students are busy packing instruments. Hundreds and hundreds of instruments.
Oh my God!
You did it right.
Controlled chaos is how some might describe this scene.
What is
it's
that?
The smaller ones.
Guys!
One group is trying really hard to pack a resonator. Those are the tubes that hang from the bottom of the marimba, which is kind of like the xylophone. They help amplify the sound. But they're having trouble wrapping it in flattened boxes taped together.
So this is actually six boxes put together for one resonator.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of work.
It's the experience of a lifetime, the chance to be on national TV on New Year's Day. The Allen Escadrille was one of 13 high school bands selected to participate in the parade and the only one from Texas. And these kids are really looking forward to the trip, including 17-year-old junior Katie Sue. She's a percussionist.
It's so exciting. There's just so much that's gone into this. And, like, we put in a lot of work to get where we are now, and we're still putting in work now, like, breaking everything down, getting 700-plus students to go to California. And it's just really cool to be, like, marching in a parade like this and just, like, showing our stuff, you know?
Band director Blaine Hinton says getting selected for the Rose Parade is tough. The application process includes a 3-minute video, letters of recommendation from elected officials and community leaders, and a fundraising plan. The total cost of the trip, $1.2 million. They held car washes and sold mattresses to raise the money. They also got corporate sponsorships. It's quite the production. And Hinton says the band is used to putting on big shows every week in the country's largest high school football stadium.
On Friday nights, including everything, equipment, uniforms, things like that, it's like over $2.3 million of taxpayers' money that's presented in grand fashion every Friday night or at any competition.
The parade isn't everything Hinton and the students have to look forward to in California. They'll also march at Disneyland and in an exhibition called Bandfest. If you had asked him how he felt 6 months ago...
I felt terrible. My stomach was in knots, you know, but now, today, I'm so relaxed because everything's done. You know, it's all organized. We have confirmations on everything. The tickets are bought. The chaperones are organized. We're organized. All we have to do is just have a great time.
Some of the kids say they're also nervous. 750-plus students marching for more than 7 miles while also playing their instruments. Cameron Latour is 14 and in ninth grade, and she's worried about other stuff, too.
The most thing that I'm nervous about is, like, the shower schedules between all the girls, because, I mean, there's a lot of girls in one room. And I'm nervous about the actual Rose Bowl march, you know, just to make sure that we don't forget our music and stuff.
And the tunes they'll be playing? The Yellow Rose of Texas, Deep in the Heart of Texas, and March Grandioso. Stella Chavez, KERA News.